is Jordan. Can I help you?
Hi, Jordan. It's Nadine with Local Splash. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Nadine. Good morning. I'm well. And yourself?
I'm good. I'm good. It's almost Friday. We're almost there.
Yeah.
So I was just calling you because I don't know if maybe you might have done it by mistake. When you go into your client dashboard, there's like this pop-up, right, that'll say information on paid leads. If you click on it, it sends a message to that department. And so they wanted me to follow up with you to see if you had a question about that or if it was something else.
I was just looking at the dashboard and looking at at everything. I clicked it to know, you know, just to kind of see if there was another thing, and then I apologize. I know you guys are working on everything. So.
No worries. I just need to make sure that you weren't wanting information on that program, because it's another program that we also assist with, but it's separate. And I don't know if you've ever seen them, but like when you do a search on Google, they're the ones that are at the very tippy top of the page with the green check mark. And it'll say Google guaranteed, right?
Yeah.
So that's like an actual
program.
So that's the actual pay-per-lead program, right? So when Google created it, I don't know if you've ever used like Angie's Leads, or, you know, like Thumbtack, you know how those, you pay for a lead, they send you the info, and then you get charged different pricing depending what the project is or what have you. So this program, they call it, you know, leads, but when Google created it, it's actual phone calls that come to you, and you're not sharing it with anyone. It's only being sent to you. But there's requirements for that. Right? So one, Google's going to want to run a background check. They're just looking to see if you have felonies. They don't look at misdemeanors or DUIs. And then I'm just looking up for your category two, because sometimes they'll require like the business license and insurance, or one or the other. It depends on the industry. If I'm looking at the business being registered at the 44060, right?
Correct.
It looks like they're requiring, I see the liability insurance, they're definitely requiring that. Do they not require like licensing for roofing in your state?
No, we don't have a requirement for licensing.
That's what I figured, yeah, because it looks like they're only requiring just the insurance and the background check. So.
Yeah, that's fine. And I do, so we do, everything is run through my wife's. Because the company is owned by my wife and me,
right?
But it's registered only in her name, and I can say on the so
you're an employee.
No worries.
That's okay, because, and I'm glad that you're sharing that with me, because so for the application, right? The application would be filled out in her name then, since she's the business owner, right? Now that the background checks, they want to do it on the business owner. And basically, whoever they say is, like, actually doing the bidding, right?
Right.
So let me ask you this, and this is not to offend you in any way whatsoever, okay? Because there's an application fee for $250, one-time application fee. We send you the application. You fill it out, right? Now, if you're filling it out in her name, right, because obviously she's a business owner, on there it'll say, like, if there's any employees, and you list yourself as an employee, they're going to want to run a background check on you. If there is anything on your record, any type of felony, because I believe they go back 7 years, but if there's a felony on there, they will kick it back and say disqualified. Okay?
Okay.
So a lot of times, there's business owners that are like, listen, I'm the only one that's handling all that. I have employees, but I want to be the only one listed, and that's fine. If she's the only one listed, right? You're just someone that goes out to do the work. You know what I mean? But just to kind of give you.
It's over 7 years old, but like Angie does the same thing, and we just did it in her name just to be safe.
Yeah, I think so too. That would just to be safe, right? That's what I would recommend. And again, it's not to be nosy or to offend you in any way. I just like to be super transparent, right? So to kind of give you an idea of how the whole lead cost and all that works. So let's say you get approved from Google, right? It takes about 4 to 8 weeks for the approval process. Once you get approved, we will follow up and say, okay, you guys have been approved. When do you want us to turn on the leads? Okay. Now, one thing, we're always going to start you off with the minimum monthly budget because we want you to get a feel of the program first before you start investing more money. Okay?
Right.
So I'm just waiting for my calculator to load up. It takes forever. I'm like, come on, are you already on, like, holiday mode or what's going on here?
Yeah.
So the minimum.
Yeah.
What was that? I'm sorry. Oh, no, you had a question. So the minimum.
No question.
Okay, the minimum monthly budget, the minimum monthly budget would be $765, and this is going to give you up to 13 leads in the month. So each lead is $58.67, but here's the kicker on it. Let's just say someone calls you to remove a tree. That is completely outside of your services. Google is going to credit the lead back to you because it's considered unqualified. If someone calls you to, let's say they called you from like 2 hours away, right? And you don't accept the job. Google will credit it back because it's unqualified. If they called to solicitate you or they called, to see if you were hiring, those are unqualified leads. They credit it back. When it's a qualified lead is if someone, Jordan, you gave estimate over the phone or you set an appointment for an estimate, that's considered a qualified lead. Google assigns a special tracking number that is linked to your phone, okay, and the calls are recorded. You will hear that it's a lead coming from that program because before you're even connected with a live prospect, you're going to hear it say incoming Google guaranteed lead. The reason that the calls are recorded is because Google has a specific system that identifies exactly which was qualified and which was not. And if one ever slipped through the cracks, you give us a number, we dispute it with Google, hey, this wasn't a qualified lead, XYZ is the reason, so that way we can dispute it, okay? If you got one lead in the month, I've never seen that happen, but let's just say you only got one lead in the month. What is left over in your budget, that will roll over to the next month. So what that means is you're not going to pay $765 again. What you're going to be paying is $58.67 because that's going to be the cost per lead, right? $765 is in your budget, but every time that a lead comes in, right, a call, it's going to deduct the $58.67. So if you guys are going on vacation or you're bombarded with work, right, you can't handle more leads at the moment, you call us, we shut them off. Those leads will not get turned back on until you call us back to turn them back on. If when you shut them off, you had only received two leads, when you call to turn them back on, it's going to pick up where it left off. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Because I'd like to do that. I do, I pay $1,000 a month on my budget for Angie right now.
Uh-huh. Really?
So I'd like to do that instead because, That's a lot better because I know that Angie's giving it to more than just me, so.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to tell you this, and that's why Google created this program, because of that reason, because they know that leads are being shared and it's not like an actual phone call, right? And one thing about this too is once you get approved, Google will notify us if you qualify for max bidding. What max bidding means is you have the opportunity to kind of either pay double the lead cost or even triple the lead cost, I believe, to get even closer to the top. But I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, just even being at the top with a Google guaranteed program, people are more inclined also to calling those businesses because it'll show that you've passed the background check, you guys have insurance, so it shows all of that. And the reviews that you currently have on your Google business profile, those are also going to automatically show up on that Google guaranteed profile. So what I would recommend from here to until you get approved, let's get you one more review, okay, because you got to have five. But because you're already doing the other program with us as well, we can help you get that other one. Do you have like a link or anything to send like for your link for reviews?
Yeah, don't worry about it because I'll get that review today.
Okay.
I finished a job yesterday. She left
nice.
Me a five-star on Angie already, so I'll just have her do a Google one.
And I would definitely recommend moving forward, start having them leave your reviews on your Google Business profile, because the day you ever cancel with Angie's, Jordan, all those reviews are going to disappear. They're not even going to be visible anymore.
Yeah, she came through Angie. That's why it automatically sent her a review request.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. Well, hey, I'm sure she wouldn't mind leaving it on Google.
I it just pissed me, excuse my language, it pissed me off because
okay.
They charged me $250 for that lead, and it was only a 10-square roof, which means it was only a $5,500 job, which didn't leave much profit in there. But
I was going to say,
much bigger that are like $130 leads instead. I just don't know how they got that one to be so expensive. But I
really?
Think it could be because I think they're kind of shiesty with what they're doing, because I signed an agreement with them with a
okay.
money back guarantee, and they said that you'll close at least one by the time you get 10 leads. Well, I think that first one they sent me, they sent it only to me and not to anybody else. So I think that they charged me more because they sent it only to me, so they knew that they could get me to close one at least, because the other five that I've received so far have been sent to multiple people.
Oh, man. Wow.
Yeah, they're kind of crazy, and I know they had that lawsuit, and I just need more leads. So I think this Google Guarantee is going to help out. It takes a while to get it.
Yeah, it takes a while to get it, but listen, there's been sometimes, Jordan, I've seen it happen in 4 weeks. But we always get the timeline 4 to 8 weeks. So did you want me to charge the same card that's on file for the application fee? It's a one-time $250 application fee.
Yeah, go ahead and
okay.
do that. I'll have you handle that, because I don't think there's an application fee if I go directly through Google, but if you guys can just handle that, I'll just pay that $250.
Yeah, we'll manage it all for you, so even any disputes, so like it's still management, and we handle it all on our end. And then, okay, let me do this. And then do you have like about maybe 10 minutes so we can just set up and go through notes on that? And then I'm going to send you the application as well for that one.
Yeah, let me park real quick. I'm here at the supply store returning some stuff, but I got 10 minutes.
Okay, perfect. Let me do this because I'm going to start sending you.
Do I need my computer for anything, or can I do anything
over
my phone?
No, you could do everything over your phone. Yeah, the only thing that I'm going to be doing, and so remember, we're going to fill out the application in your wife's name because she's the business owner, right? So
yeah,
let me...
Nothing is in my name.
We know that you're the primary for the marketing on this account, right? But as far as, like, for this application, it's going to be conducted through your wife, so background check. Google uses two different companies. One is called Pinkerton, and the other one is called Evident ID, okay? So when we know what company it is that's running the background check, we're going to notify you, because you'll actually be the one on the lookout. One is going to ask for her to either put the front and back copy photo of her driver's license to verify that it's her, or they might ask for – the other one will ask for her to enter her information again, like birth date, social, because they're just verifying that it's her that they're running the background check on. But we'll give you a heads up when we know who it is, okay?
That's fine.
I would
suggest
if she could even be on the phone with you during the time when we set up the client interview for that. It's a real quick appointment. It's like maybe even 30 minutes or less. But they're just basically going over the application to make sure you don't have additional questions and what have you. So let me just do this here. Let me see, 765. And then 5867 is going to be your CPL. Okay. And then it's just strictly the roofing is what we're doing, right? Because that's the category that I was looking at.
Yeah,
so,
let's just do that.
Yeah, just to kind of give you an idea what falls under that, and this is where I say we'll be very specific. So under the roofing, right, we're talking where'd it go here? Okay, so there's like, for example, under that roofing category, every roof inspection, installs, repairs, attic venting, gutter installation, gutter repair. If you told me, Nadine, I don't do attic venting, I would make sure that that's not listed there, because if someone called you for it, and as long as you don't accept that, they consider it unqualified. Okay?
No, that's good. I'll do any of that.
Okay. And I'll go over those with you in just a quick second. Let me just get this email. The email that I'm sending you right now, it's just an overview of the Google Guaranteed program so that you know what the lead cost is and then what the minimum monthly budget. Now, your monthly budget, you could always increase it when you want to start accepting more leads. You know that the monthly budget would change, but not the cost per lead. We just like to start you off with the minimum first, okay, to get a feel of the program. All right, let me just send this one. Bear with me here. I don't know why my computer is, like, lagging. I'll restart it in a bit. Let me go here, Jordan, then I'm going to send you this email. Let's go here. Okay, so there goes the email on that. And then on the application, it'll ask, like, what your minimum monthly budget is, and I'll put that in the application part when I send it to you right now as well. Okay. Wow, $1,000, that's a lot of money. Did you get their promotion where it was like pay $700 and you get $1,000 in leads? Something like that, I think they're running with everybody.
Yeah.
That's what I've been hearing.
Yeah, I've heard not some great things about them, but I just needed to get some leads, so.
Yeah. I'll tell you this. I will never badmouth them, right? I think they're a good company as long as you know how to work the program. You know, of course, if you're not familiar with how it works, then you could end up with a bunch of click fees and, you know, a bunch of lead fees, should I say, and no, like, type of revenue coming back, right? And when I talk about, like, your return, it's after, like, to me, your profit is after you paid for your materials, your workers, you paid yourself, right? Because you got to pay yourself too. And what's left over is your profit. And that's even after marketing and mileage and all of that. So that I get. And you're going to get a receipt too for the application fee. So that'll go via text and email to you. And then now I'm going to send out the application to you both via text and by email. So you'll have it in both. When you're filling it out, when it's asking about employees, okay, remember zero. Right?
Yep, I got you. Yeah, no problem.
Okay. It'll ask about the minimum monthly budget. It's going to ask what areas you want to target. Now, keep in mind, Jordan, that you can cover, if you wanted, the whole state. Okay? As long as your insurance covers you there. Right? You can pick counties or however you want to target. All right? And then where it's asking for the business license, because it's not a requirement, you can just ignore that because it's not a requirement for the Google Guaranteed program. Okay. Now I'm going to send this application to you. When do you think you might have it done so we can figure out what day you want your client interview? Just so that way they can go over and make sure they got everything filled out, because we're going to submit it to Google to push it through. So
I'll
what
have it done
day?
As soon as I get back into the office, I'll get it done today.
So do you want me to see if there's maybe some scheduling time for later on this afternoon or tomorrow? You let me know.
It would depend on what time, how late it could be, because if my wife needs to be there, it would have to be after 5:30.
After 5:30?
Okay.
So, yes, if I'm looking, let's look at the time schedule right now. Tomorrow, I have an appointment. Do you want like a 6 o'clock tomorrow? Would that work?
Yeah, that,
okay, because
yeah,
I do have 5:30 and 6 o'clock, but if 6 works better for you, we can do that.
Yeah, she just works, she works Thursdays and Fridays, so she's off Monday through Wednesday.
Unless if you want to do it Monday, if you want to wait until Monday, I mean, it's up to you.
No, let's do tomorrow.
I say let's get it done. Okay. Yeah, because I could even do, I don't know if today's too soon for you, but I do have today at 6.
Let's do today, though.
Okay, let's do that. All right, so let me, I'm going to send you the calendar. I think so, too. That's my opinion. I prefer if we don't do things the same day by no later than the following, you know?
Right.
So
right.
Let me just send you this calendar.
Then I get forgotten.
Yeah, because then it's like, oh, slipped my mind or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let me put here, Jordan. Okay, there we go. Now I'm sending you the application right now, email, and then we're going to set up your calendar invite for today. So let me go here. It's going to be...
I have a lot of people still calling me for services like you guys offer, and I just tell them that I'm already working with somebody.
Yeah, that's all you have to say. You know what I mean? You're going to get some, like I'll be the first one to tell you, there's going to be some that are going to badmouth and all of that. I had one guy... Oh yeah, trust me, we got haters. If you're not doing something right and you don't have haters, then something's wrong, you know? But I've had some that have called me back, Nadine, man, I had this company like, we've heard the calls where they're like cussing up a storm about us. And it's like, that's so unprofessional. If you're trying to get someone's business, that's the last thing you want to do. Like I hear the war stories, you know, about Angie's, but I will never badmouth them. You know, that's just not the way I work.
Yeah, the one guy wanted to build a website for me, and I said, I already have a website. I like my website. And he kept going back to that. And I'm like, no, I'm already working with somebody. Regardless, if you're going to do a website for me, I don't, you know. And, like, the only thing, can I hire somebody to do TikTok advertising since you guys don't do that, or?
I know that's, I've actually heard of people I have been at does their own TikTok. I don't know if, honestly, I don't know anybody offhand that does TikTok. I wish I did. I don't. But if I hear anything, I'll let you know. I'll definitely let you know. Yeah, you know what, Jordan? Someone like, okay, your website looks good. When I talk to business owners and I ask them, how do you like the website? They're like, I love my website. Okay, cool. Move on. I'm not going to sit here unless if I see like, hey, you know what? Your logo for your Facebook, when I click on it from your website, it's not going to your Facebook page. You might want to look at that. That's what I would say. But I would never, like, quit pushing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If they're happy, leave it. That's the way I am. Why fix it if it's not broke? Now, what is, let me see here, because I'm going to notate here. What's your wife's first and last name?
Tiffany, T-I-S-S-A-N-Y. And then same last name, Tren, T-R-E-N-N.
Okay, perfect. Because I think I also noted her, too, here on the account. Perfect. Yeah, no. That's why when you said Tiffany, I'm like, wait a minute. Yes, she's, and I also listed her as a preferred contact as well on the account. So that's perfect that we have her noted on there. Okay. Now, I'm just going to go through these few questions here. Hours of operation, we have that. Let me see. Understand that they're as performance. If they don't offer at least one, that doesn't pertain to you. You're not a locksmith. Cause I know with locksmiths and garage doors, they're like super strict. They have to go through like an advanced verification. It's crazy. Does a client have an existing Google guaranteed ad? No. Does a client have a Google business profile? Yes. And then let me see here. Okay, that doesn't pertain to you. Okay, is client willing to go through background checks with us and the third-party provider, which is Pinkerton or Evident ID? We will notify you once we know who it is. Does a client have social security number? Yes. Does a client willing to provide the driver's license identification? So let your wife know that when they ask for, like, the driver's license, right, like identification, it's either a state license, you know, driver's license, ID, or passport, United States passport, I'm going to say. I say that only because we had one guy that tried to give his passport from his country, and I'm like, no, it has to be a U.S. one. So now I say it no matter what. Even if it doesn't apply to you, I'm still going to say it. And then you understand that it'll either be Pinkerton or Evident ID. And then, yeah, okay, so license is not required. That's pretty cool for you guys. In California, you have to have a license for every single thing. I think it's just a state trying to make money.
It's coming, though. They just made some legislation that they're going to start requiring here, I think, soon. So
Okay. And then I'm putting here that you guys have the insurance. So on when you're looking at the application, Jordan, just so you know, the application is going to show you an example of the document that they need. It's called the Accord. It's just that one paper. They don't need all of them. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, I got
and
that.
Then,
I just finalized
okay.
that yesterday.
Awesome. And does it have your name on it, too, or just hers, just Tiffany's?
Double check, but I'll make sure it's hers.
Okay. Make sure that the address also matches with what you guys are putting on the application, which I think is your guys' home address, right? Is where the business is all associated with?
No, it's a, we have a mailing address that we put usually put for everything, but
okay.
Whatever
the insurance.
The
yeah. Just make sure that the addresses match, right? So the insurance, do you use the mailing address or do you use your actual physical address?
I can't remember. I'll double check. Do you, what address
okay.
do you have? Do you know off the top?
I could tell you right now what address I have. Give me 1 second. Let me just go to that tab real quick. And then I just sent you the application to you right now through text message. Let me go here. Let's go. Open this tab here. The address that I show is the 9215 Mentor Avenue, Suite 1026.
Okay, yeah.
That might be the address. Oh, then if that's probably the address that you have then on your insurance maybe.
Yeah, it should be. I'll double check. If not,
yeah.
I'll have them change it.
Okay. All right. So today we'll be calling you. If I am available, I'll be the one calling you to introduce you with the tech from our Google Guarantee department. If not, they're going to call you directly. Okay. So we always say the appointment between 6 and 6:30. Chances are they're going to call you a lot closer to 6. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm super excited for you. And then just remember, it'll take about 4 to 8 weeks to get approved. Might happen sooner. And then once you get approved, they'll do the follow-up to let you know, as well as the follow-up, too, when we know who it is that's running the background check. And then at that time is when you let them know, yes, let's turn on the leads, or, you know, I need them turned on this date, okay? And then
you,
we'll also know,
so
too. Go ahead.
Question for you. The email you have, I don't know if it's jordan@infiniteroofingpros.com. If you want to change it for this purposes so they don't confuse, or for any purpose, if you just want to change it all together, we can do sales@infiniteroofingpros.com or support@infiniteroofingpros.com.
Well, what do you prefer? Because anytime there's correspondence from us, we're always sending it to the jordan@infiniteroofingpros.com, which I don't think
it's
it
okay.
really makes much of a difference on the email. I've never known it to be, but if you want me to update it in our system, and that
yeah.
we'd be emailing you at a different one, I can.
Update it to sales@infiniteroofingpros.com because they all flow into mine anyway. So
okay, sales@infiniteroofingpros.com. Okay, perfect. I just updated it. Do you want me to resend the emails there?
No, like I said, they all come to me, so I've gotten them
okay.
all since you
okay, so moving forward, whenever we're emailing you or corresponding with you through email, it's going to be at the sales@infiniteroofingpros.com, okay?
Perfect.
All right, awesome. Jordan, it's been such a pleasure to speak with you again, and then we'll be calling you later on this afternoon. If you have questions, like about the application, please reach out to me. I'm more than happy to help you. But it's
all
actually
right,
really simple. And, oh, this is what I wanted to ask you, too. So you do the roofing inspection, installs, and repairs, right?
Yeah.
Attic venting?
Yep.
Gutter install and gutter repairs?
Yeah.
And skylight installation and repairs?
Take that one out.
Okay, so no skylight. What about storm, wind, damage, roof repair?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right. I will notate that then. All right. All so right. We'll talk to you later on this after or evening, should I say. Afternoon for me, evening.
Right.
Okay, Jordan, thanks.
Thanks, Nadine.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.